We ride our bikes, and we went to like some kind of place, and we was playing laser tag.
9-year-old Shy is a little brother in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. At least he was, until budget pressures forced a local social service agency to cancel the program. Shy's mom, Sharifa, says that's difficult.
I couldn't even go back and say, you know, like exactly how I was feeling. I was just thinking like, wow, he just really established a good relationship, you know, with Orr, and now it has to end.
But they're making the best of it. Shy's big brother, Orr Beck, says he's glad he got involved when he did, even though he did have some reservations.
I honestly would have never done this if I didn't have, I mean, this is like the ultimate dating game. I mean, they spent a couple months interviewing us and helping us, you know, match up, a perfect match.
A match, Orr and Shy say, that's gotten them out of their comfort zones, exploring the region and learning about each other.
How'd you like it when the waterfall was finally going?
Scared. Yeah. Because it was loud.
It was intense, huh?
Even though Big Brothers Big Sisters doesn't technically exist, Orr says he wasn't willing to give up.
And we still hang out because we're friends and family, mm-hmm. because, I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And Sharifa's grateful.
We never spoke about whether he was going to continue. So he just showed up the next week and I wasn't expecting him. I'm like, what are you doing here? He was like, oh no, I'm still going to hang out with Shy. And so, you know, it was like, okay, just, you know, I gave him a big hug and I just said, thank you.
Sharifa initially contacted Big Brothers Big Sisters several years ago for her older son, who's now 19. She says that process involved a waiting list, and her son eventually aged out of the program before being paired. She says she wasn't expecting Shy to be matched, but she's really glad he was.
Young males, they need to connect with older, you know, men, to have that type of bond. Because there are things that he may want to share that he feels uncomfortable sharing with me. And so he may feel comfortable sharing it, you know, with Orr or with his bigger brother.
Budget pressures forced Centerstone, a social service agency in Southern Illinois, to disband the Big Brothers Big Sisters program this spring. Leaders say it was a difficult decision, but one that had to be made as the organization worked to protect its core mental health and substance abuse treatment programs. Sharifa says she's glad Orr and Shy were matched before the cuts happened, so their relationship can continue to grow.
It's very hard. I wouldn't say hard for him to make friends. He's
a lot like me.
Yeah, like he has so much energy, but he has like an intense focus on certain things. And I think the one thing Orr compliments him well when it comes to being creative.
And Shy says he likes sharing and learning with Orr, particularly when it comes to his favorite subject, trains.
We made teamwork or something.
Like at the Science Center when we build the tracks. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Usually the trains end up crashing a little too much, but
crash on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes there's a piece of track missing over a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's unclear what'll happen to Big Brothers, Big Sisters in the future. Advocates for social services across the state point to examples like this as they call for full funding in this fiscal year and in the years to come. I'm Jennifer Fuller.